Nisachtas Baba Kama, Daf Chav Gimel, two lines from the top of Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph, and we're in the middle of discussing the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to what the chiyuv is when someone is mazik someone through fire. Rabbi Yechon holds that Isha Mishum Chitzav, that the reason why a person is chayiv for their ish is for the same reason that a person is chayiv when they shoot an arrow and it's considered a person's koyach. Therefore, really, the hezek of ish is really similar to the hezek of Adam Amazik, and as we will see shortly, that there is still a difference between ish and Adam, even according to Rabbi Yechon. And Rish Lakish says that Isha Mishum Emaynai, the reason why someone is chayiv if their Eish is mazik someone else, is based on the fact that the Eish is your mamin, and therefore you have a chayiv to guard and to protect that doesn't hurt and doesn't damage anyone. Just like there's a chayiv for a person to guard his shar or his bar, there's also a chayiv for a person to guard his fire that doesn't damage anyone. And at least according to Rashi, the nafkamina between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon would be if the Eish does not belong to the mazik and it belongs to someone else, as Lefi Rabbi Yechon, it's still chitzav, and therefore the mazik would be chayiv. But according to Reish Lakish, since it's not his mamin, therefore he did not have a responsibility to guard it, and therefore he would not be chayiv. And after the Gemara brought four different rayas against Reish Lakish and answered those rayas, the Gemara on the bottom of that chaf beis on beis brought Amar Rava Krah Mastisa Masayel Rabbi Yechon, that is raya from a pasuk and from a brisa to the shita Rabbi Yechon that isha is mishum chitzav. Now Gemara now continues Amar Rava, that Rava continued and stated that kashle le abaya, that abaya had a kasha lemanda Isha Mishum Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yechon, hold that the Chiyav Fe'esh is Mishum Chitzav, Tomim Be'esh, the Patrachmana, Hechim Shkachas Law, then Lachir, since it's based on Adam and Mazik, so how could it be that the Chum hold that there's a Torah of Tomim Be'esh, as Lachir, by Adam and Mazik, we know that Adam is Mu'ud La'ilam, and Adam is Chayiv on all types of Hezek, and it doesn't make a difference if he's a Shoigig or a Mazid, he's always going to be Chayiv, and Lachir, there should not be a Torah for Tomim Be'esh. And as Rashi says, Ilu Adam Zerik Chayitz, Behizik B'Tomim, Miloim And certainly we know that if a person would shoot an arrow and it would go and damage something that was tumen, that certainly the person would be chayiv. And as Rashi brings a raya to this point, because a kaimalon by pirkin, as we were going to learn on daf chav vav and beis, that patsa tachas patsa lechayim es hashegig kamezid vayin is karatzin. Therefore, how could it be that a chum hold that there's a p'tur of tumen beish? And Rashi brings a lishna achrina haychetz la'ilam b'tumen hu nichnas, that we know that an arrow always pierces into the middle of something, and therefore it always damages something that's tumen. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that it will be potter. But Rashi says, "V'loy shemati the lemaisa I like the first pshat better." In the top tesis of the Amid, tesis diva maskel tamim beish the potter achmana hechem shkachsla. Tesis points out, "Pirish bishlein lemanda amid ishim mishum meinai." According to Reish Lakish, holds that the chiyuv of ish is mishum meinai. Ain't tamer the potter tamim that is not going to be a shverkite as to why you're going to be potter by tamim. The avagad b'chol niskim meinai k'may karen shen v'regel chayiv tamim that even though we know that b'negei other hezekim you are not potter by tamim. That b'negei mammon we find different dinim b'negei different types of hezek, and as we know there are chilukim between karen shen v'regel hilchaseim, and that's why we could say b'negei eish the terz mechadish to us based on the pasuk of oyakama that makama begaloi af kol galoi lafuke tamun, and that is the makar where the chacham learned that b'negei eish there is a p'tor for tamun. However, avu ba'adam hamazik lechiluk hakosav dechsev patzatachas patzav v'dashinim b'sei pirkin lechayev l'ashay k'meizev v'inis k'ratzim. Therefore, Taisus learns that the Gemara's question is that since we know that there is a p'tur of tamun lefikach in svar lidrish eish mishum chitzav, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say that the chiyuv for eish is based on chitzav. And Rava continues, v'nichale Abaye responded and had a teretz kagoyin shenaflu dleika lo isi chatzah, that the case where you would be potter for tamun is in a case where Reuven created a fire in his own rishus. And for example, there was a stone fence or a stone wall separating between his field and Shimon's field, and based on the fence being there, there was no way that the fire would be able to travel into Shimon's field, and therefore he had a proper protection. And even if Eish is Mishum Chitzav, his Chetz wouldn't have been able to travel through the Gedder and get to Shimon's field. But then V'nafla Gedder Shloim Achbis Leika, but the fence that was between Reuven and Shimon's field fell down, and it didn't fall down because of Leika, as if it fell down based on the fire, then certainly that is also included in its Chetz, as the Chetz had the power to break through the wall and then go and damage Shimon's field. But Lemaisa, the fence fell down for some other reason, and then the fire that Reuven created in his own field had the ability to go into Shimon's field and destroy Shimon's field. Now the fire went and damaged Shimon's field. The Hasim Kolei Chitzav, in that case, based on Isha Mishum Chitzav, Reuven would not be chayiv because his chetz already finished, and if the fence wouldn't have fallen down, then the fire would not have had power to go into Shimon's field and damage, and therefore you can't be mechayiv Reuven based on Isha Mishum Chitzav. As in that case, that Chacham hold that you could be potter for tamun. And the Gemara asks, ihachi lin yugali nabe kol lechitzav. The lechira, if the svar is that you can't be mechay ruvein because it's not as chitz anymore, as lemaisa was kol lechitzav. So if so, not only should be potter, but he gave a tamun. But in that case, you should even be potter and galoi, and ruvein shouldn't be chayiv even on the hezek that his fire caused on the field of Shimon that was begaloi. And before we continue, let's read Rashi diva maskel the kol lechitzav. And Rashi says shabashosh hivlika esh, at the point that ruvein lit this fire, the hainu zrikas chetz, as that is the point that's considered a shot his arrow, loy royu lahazik b'chotz acheretz, his arrow was not royu to go and be mazik in Shimon's field. The Gemara continues that really the pshat in Abaye's teretz is a bit deeper, el lemanda islay mishum chitzav. As Abaye explains that even according to Rabbi Yechon that holds that isha is mishum chitzav, however islay nami mishum mainai, he also holds that isha is mishum mainai as well. And certainly in a case where there was no fence between Reuven and Shimon's property, so certainly when Reuven lit a fire in his own property, and at that point it had the koyach, and it was able to go into Shimon's property and travel and do damage in Shimon's property, so then of course it was loy kol lechitzav, and therefore Reuven would be chayev based on isha mishum chitzav. However, if there was a wall between Reuven and Shimon's field, and therefore it was considered kol lechitzav, and then the fence fell down, so even though you can't be mechayev Reuven because of isha mishum chitzav, as it was kol lechitzav, but lemaisa, it still is his mammon, and he still has responsibility to guard his eish that shouldn't go and damage someone. In this case, as the Gemara now explains, that after the fence fell down between Reuven and Shimon's field, there was a time period when Reuven knew about it, and he also was able to go and fix the fence, and this way make sure that the fire doesn't travel from his field to Shimon's field. And by the fact that he didn't go and fix the fence, and he didn't protect that his eish did not damage Shimon's field, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv based on Memoinai. And as the Gemara states, the Hasam Shariyahu of Lay Tafar Ba'ape, as at this point, since he created the fire, so we look at this case as if he had a shar and he did not protect to make sure that the shar doesn't go and damage someone. And as Rashi says, Harei Zek, a Kain Shari Ladir, Vlay Nol Befanov, Vyotza Vahizik. And therefore, Reuven will be chayiv based on Memoinai. The Gemara continued, Vichim Achad, the man Isle Mishum Chitzav, Isle Nam Mishum Memoinai, Mai Benayu. And after we just stated that according to Rabbi Yechonah holds that Isha Mishum Chitzav, he also holds like Reish Lakish that Isha Mishum Memoinai. So Lachari, what's the Nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Yechon and the Shita Reish Lakish? And the Gemara answers, Ikabinayu, Lachayiv Baba Dvarim, that there would be a Nafkamina if Reuven will be chayiv for Abba Dvarim, meaning that if Reuven set a fire and it went and damaged a person, Lafi Reish Lakish, that Isha is only Mishum Memoinai, then it's considered like his shar damaged a person, and therefore you only be chayiv for Nezek. And according to Rabbi Yechon, that Isha Mishum Chitzav, and since it's like Adam Amazik, therefore Reuven will be chayiv to Shimon for Nezek Tzar, Ripui, and Sheves. And Rashi says, you will not be chayiv for Baishas, Damin, and Bishili Pirkin, because we will learn at the end of this parak that Einan Chayiv ala Baishas ad Shei Miskavin, that the only time someone will be chayiv to pay Baishas to his friend, only in a case where he actually had Kavana to damage the person, but in this case where he created an Eish, and then he was Peshea Bishmi Rasan, his Kavana was not necessarily to damage Shimon, and therefore he would not be chayiv for Baishas. And as Rashi says, Avadal Dvarim Chayiv de Pshiyahi, to have Leila Sukhi Daite, Sharuach Melichasa, Uchid Amin and Bishili Pirkin, and as the Gemara Dav Chazayin on the Beis will state that Nafam Malagag, Baruch Mitzuya, Chayiv Bidal Dvarim, Upatal Abishas, however, Lamanda Omar, Mishim Mainai, according to Lamanda Omar, and according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Isha Mishim Mainai, then you're going to be Potter, and you're only going to be Chayiv for Nezek, but you're not going to be Chayiv for Tsar, Ripoy, or Sheves. And Ainu Rabbeinu Hanano argues on Rashi, and he holds that when the Gemara says, Lachayiv Bidal Dvarim, it's not referring to Nezek at all, as certainly Chayiv and Nezek, both according to Rabbeinu and Reish Lakish, and all the Gemara means that the Nafkamina is, are going to be Chayiv in four items, meaning will be Chayiv for Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Baishas. According to Rabbeinu, will be Chayiv for Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, as well as Baishas. And according to Reish Lakish, you'll only be chayiv for Nezek and not for Tsar, Ripui, Shavus, or Baishas. And L'chayr, the Pashas of Asugya seems to be like Rabbeinu Chananel, and even though Rashi brought a raya from Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, however, of course, there are cases by Eish where it could be miskabin, as if Reuven set a fire with the intent that it'll travel and it'll damage Shimon, then certainly Reuven will be chayiv for Baishas in that case, and therefore certainly that could be an afkamina between Rabbeinu and Reish Lakish, but Tzarech Bia, as to how Rashi learns this Gemara. And Rashi and Taisus both point out that L'chayr, there are other nafkaminas, and as Rashi points out, v'hu adinami de'ikar b'nayu kol hani d'l'el, b'negei the Mishnah that spoke about a kelev and a gomel, the l'mad d'om mishum chitzav, as according to Rabbi Yechon, chayiv you'd be chayiv d'om moinai, afgab l'av chitzav, v'chitzav afgab l'av moinai esli, and therefore you chayiv, l'mad l'esli chitzav, pata, elam kem isach sechas, k'dekim l'el, and we had to come on to a way to understand those mishnayas, as we discussed in detail on Daf Chav Beis. Rashi explains behind the knock of Dal Dvarim, and the reason why we said it's nafkamina or only b'negei a Dal Dvarim, mishum dafilu hechad agachel shaloi mashmaloi diyeh shchul b'divreim, as in the other mishnayas, the reason why there was nafkamina is because the fire did not belong to the Bala Kelev and did not belong to the Bala Gomel, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish, you should not be chayiv based on Isha Mishim Mainai. However, our Gemara wanted to find an afkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, even where the fire belongs to the owner, and even so, there would be an afkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in the scenario where the fire damaged a person, and therefore, there's an afkamina if you'd be chayiv in Dal Varm or not. And then Rashi says another pshat because it's a milsa d'shchiach, and Rashi brought only two nafkaminas. However, Taisus brings at the end of Taisus Dibur Maskel Mai Benel the Tamun Hechelish Loi Kol Chitza of Chayv Rabbi Echron. The Lamaisa according to Rabbi Echron, there would be another nafkamina, as the few Rabbi Echron in a case where the Chayv because of Isha Mishim Chitzav, and for example, if someone lit a fire in his own rishus and there was no wall separating between his chotzer and Shimon's chotzer, and therefore his fire was able to go and damage Shimon's field, and it was based on Chitzav, so the few Rabbi Echron, there would not be a ptur based on something being tamun, and you'd still be chayiv even though it damaged something like it was tamun. And the only time that we said that there's a ptur of tamun according to Rabbi Echron is only in the case where it can't be chayiv based on Isha Mishim Chitzav. The only chiyuv and responsibility was based on Isha Mishim Mainai, and in that case there is a ptur for tamun. And before we continue, let's point out that Rashi and Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph started the sugya, and he said the kasal gadaitach, the havmin of the Gemara is the ikub and ayo, that the nafkamina between Rabbi Echron and Shlokish gagayin shehidli begachel shein ishloi. Rabbi Yechon chayiv de chitzavein, Rabbi Shlokish pata de lav memaynayu, and l'chayra, even according to Maskana, this would still be an afkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish. It's tzarech bia what Rashi meant when he said the kasach daitach. However, Rashi in our sugya at the end of Dibur Maskel chayiv b'dal dvarim, he ends the sugya by saying b'pia mer shemaiti avaloshin rishon nearly, and therefore it seems that Rashi had two different versions as to how to learn our Gemara, and the Mefarshim explained what Rashi's first version was, and according to that first version, einachinami l'fida Maskanas haGemara, there wouldn't be an afkamina between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echron in a case where the Eish did not belong to the Mazik, and even if you Reish Lakish, there would be a Chiv on the Mazik. However, it is possible to learn that when Rashi and Daf Chav Beis and Aleph stated the Kasak Daitach, all it means to say is that what the Havmina is that the only afkamina would be in a case where the Gachel says Eina Shaloi, but Eina Chanami, Lefidim Maskanas HaSugyo, there are many other afkaminas. Lamaisa, even though the Gemara did not ask this question in this manner, but really the Gemara is asking as well that L'chir, if Isha is Meshim Chitzav, then L'chir, there's no difference between Eish and Adam HaMazik, and why do we count it as two different Mazikim? And the Teretz of the Gemara is that, of course, even according to Rabbi Echron, there's something which is Isha Meshim Chitzav, which is, of course, Adam HaMazik. However, there's also a din of Isha Meshim Mainai, and that case, certainly, it's very different than the case of Adam HaMazik, and that's why we have two separate obvious of Mazikin. We have Adam HaMazik, and we have Eish as well. And just to wrap up the sugya, let's speak out the famous Nemuki Yosef that is that according to Rabbi Echron, the Isha Meshim Chetziv, then Kashalacha, Im Kain, Hechashirin, Mechashecha, Lehadakas and Neiris, that how could you go and light Neiris on Erev Shabbos, Vadakasa, Helechas, Vinagamaris, Beshabbos, as the Maisa, the fire will continue on to Shabbos, and Melfizen, according to Rabbi Echron, Hareu Kila Vira, who Baatsman, Beshabbos, and Lechur, it's as if you lit the fire on Shabbos, as we said, is Isha Meshim Chitziv, the Choshkein, who, and Lechur, it's based on the Choshkein, the Ilu Hachal, and the Skabal, have a Gadash al Chaveir Klawel, that in case of Ish, where damaged someone's property, Reuven's intent was not to go and damage the Gadash of his friend, that a person that lights a candle on Erev Shabbos is in order they should have light on Shabbos, and therefore, certainly, you should not be able to light a candle Erev Shabbos, as it should be considered your Maisa, and L'chari, you're being Oivad, one in the Lama Tes Malachis. And the Nemuki Yosef therefore explains, Ki Nayim B'milsa Shapir Le'Kashalon, that if you look into this very well, it would not be Shver, that the chiyuv of Isha Mishim Chitzav is as if Reuven went and shot an arrow, Shabashashi Yotza Chet B'tachas Yodai, and at the point that the arrow left his possession and left his control, and Ba'is Hashon Nasa Kol, V'le Cheshvinon Le Meisa, the Mekanel Abba, the Cheshvinon Le, if it's considered his Meisa, Havalon Liftery, then we should consider him Pata, to Anasu, as at that point he's an Einish, in B'yad Lachzira, and therefore he's really Chayiv for his original Meisa. And similarly, V'achinami, Ilu Mes, Kaidim Shehispik Lahavak HaGadish, if Reuven would die before he actually burnt down the Gadish, Vadi Mishtalam Nizik Machrayas Nechasim today, certainly the Nizik will be able to collect from the Mazik's Nechasim, the Kari Kan, Kisetze Eish, Shalom Yishalim, Vamai Mechayev, Harimes, Omeis Labach Yuba, and Lachoya, if we consider it that the reason why he's Chayev is because of the fact that he went and shot his arrow, and at the point that his arrow damaged something, he's Chayev at that point, based on his Koyach, then Lachoya, at that point he's dead, and therefore how can you be Mechayev him? And therefore it must be that the reason why you Mechayev him is based on his act that he did at this moment. And as the Mugri Yosef says, El Kamada, and therefore the same is true but the Gei Shabbos the Chi Aschol Me'er Shabbos Aschol, as since he started that luck on Er Shabbos, and therefore it's considered as if the entire candle is burnt at that moment, and therefore you can't be chayiv for any maaser that occurs on Shabbos, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah of Chaf Alfam Beis that stated al charor mishalom nezik sholim. And of course, this is going back on the case of a kelov shenotel charor v'holch legodesh ochar charor v'hidlik hagodesh al charor mishalom nezik sholim v'al godesh mishalom chetzi nezik. We explain the lefir Rabbi Yechon the isha mishum chitzav. Therefore, the owner of the kelov will be chayiv on the godesh chetzi nezik. As the maaser, this would be case of tzurius, as we're talking about the full godesh and not in the makayim that he placed the actual coals. However, we stated that according to Reish Lakish, the bala kelov would actually be potter on the entire kelov because isha mishum maynai and the coal did not belong to the owner of the dog. And lefir Reish Lakish, when the Mishnah stated about godesh mishalom chetzi nezek, it's only on the place that the actual coal was put on, and it's in the case where the kelov threw the coal onto that makayim, and this way he's only chayiv chetzi nezek either because it's a case of tzurius or because it's a davar mishunah, and therefore you chayiv based on being a told of Karen. And our Gemara now begins man chayiv when we stated in our Mishnah that al godesh mishalom chetzi nezek. So bein lefir beichon lefir Reish Lakish, who is going to be chayiv? Bal kelev is the owner of the dog, and the Gemara asks, will chayiv nami bal gachelis? L'chayiv, the owner of the coal should also be chayiv. And as Rashi points out, will chayiv nami bal gachelis? The bein mar bein ma mishum money is lu, because even according to Rabbi Yechon, he holds that isha is mishum money. Hilchah Rabbi Yechon da'amal el al godesh mishalom chetzi nezek. The Torah is saying l'shalom bal gachelis chetzi acher the money who lemaister the owner of the gachelis should also be chayiv because lemaister it's his mammon, and therefore he had a responsibility to make sure that his gachelis did not go and damage anyone, and therefore the bala kelov should be chayiv 50% of the hezek, and the bala gachelis should be chayiv for the other 50% of the hezek. And Rashi continues, Reish Lakish to Omar al Gadish Kulay have a potter l'shalim bala gachelis kulay. So l'chayir according to Reish Lakish that the bala kelov is potter to pay for the entire gadish, as he holds ish mishum moina, it's not his mammon. So l'chayir, since this fire is the money of the bala gachelis, l'chayir the owner of the coal should be chayiv for the entire damage that was done to the gadish. The Gemara answers, b'shishima gachaltai, we're talking about a case where the owner of gachelis actually guarded his gachelis in a proper manner, and therefore any damage that occurred was based on ha'inis, and therefore you can't be mechayiv about gachelis, and the only party that could be chayiv is the bala kelev. And the Gemara now asks, ish kashishim gachaltai, if you're talking about a case where the owner of the gachelis guarded the gachelis in a proper fashion, my boy kelev hasam, so how could it be that the kelev went and got this gachelis if l'chayiv was guarded and l'chayiv it should be protected, that the kelev should be able to take it, and it must be that he was actually pesheya, and therefore once again, why is the bala gachelis not going to be chayiv? And the Gemara answers, b'shechata, that the case is where the dog actually dug under the door, and even though the gachelis was protected, but the dog was still able to get there, and that's why the bala gachelis is going to be pata. As l'maisa, although there was damage that occurred through his coal, but l'maisa it's considered oinis. And the Gemara is now bothered that l'chayra, if the only way that the dog got there was b'shechata, and it was considered a proper shmira, so l'chayra, even the bala gachelis should be pata, as l'chayra, it should be considered oinis, even l'gabi the bala kelev. And Abraham Mari breed of Kana Zaysameris. From here we see the Stam Blasus Chastur saying Eitzel Kelev, that even when someone protects something with a door, that is still not considered a Dov Mishunah for a dog to be able to dig underneath that and to be able to burrow through and get through the door. And that is why, as Rashi says, Midchayev Bal Kelev Acharor Nezik Sholim, and by the fact that when Mechayev the Bal Kelev on the cookie Nezik Sholim, now Malav Shinuhu Zeshechota Sadelis, and by the fact that the dog had to burrow underneath the door in order to get to the cookie, we see that that's not considered a Dvar Mishunah, and that's why the dog's owner will be chayiv nezek sholim, or his dog ate this cookie and is chayiv based on shein. And Ayin Rashidi points out that at this point of the Gemara held that the gachelis belonged to Ruvain, and the charora and the gadish belonged to Shimon, and that is why the Gemara is that l'chayra the bal ha-gachelis, meaning Ruvain, should also be chayiv for causing damage to the charora or the gadish of Shimon. As of course, if the bal gachelis is the same owner as the gadish, then certainly the Gemara could have asked v'l'chayiv nami bal gachelis, as he is the owner of the Gadish, and therefore certainly he's not going to be chayiv. However, I entice the Masav al-Chayiv Bala Gachalas, Hayiv Lish Lav Dafka, the Mistukma, the Achlub Gadish, the Bala Charara. As in a moment, the Gemara will state that the case of our Mishnah was where the Kelev ate by the Gadish of the owner of the coal, and therefore certainly you can't be Machayiv Bala Gachalas on his own Gadish. El Klema, what the Gemara means is she put the Bala Kelev Michalkish of Bala Gachalas, Velo Yishalim Ki Maravia, the Lachir, the Bala Kelev should be put the for paying for any part of the damage that would be the joint responsibility of Bala Gachelis, and therefore instead of the Bala Kelev paying Chetzi Nezek for the Gadish, he should only have to pay a Revia Ayin in Tesis. And also Ayin in Tesis Dio Masel B'Shimon Gachaltoi that Tesis Eis Bim Taima U'Mashmirizu, how can you consider this a valid Shmira Kivish Yachal Kelev Likonisham B'Chatira, the Stam Glosses Chatur Sein Eitzal Kelev, that since the Gemara just came out that Amram Mori Breed Rav Kano that Stam Dlosses as Chaturis Hein Eitzel Kelev. So since a Kelev could have gotten the Gecheles, so how can you say that this is a valid Shmira? And Taisus answers Vishleima Kivid Natri Inchi that since Ruvain was Shoyma the Gecheles in a normal fashion that a person would do so, Lo Yatrichu Rabbanan Fei, Rabbanan did not require him to go and be Matriach even more to make sure that you did it, you'd be in better Shmira and make sure that even a Kelev could not get to the Gecheles. The Gemara now continues the Achla Hicha that in our Mishnah we said that the Bala Kelev will be Chayev for the Kelev eating the Charara and it'll be Chayev Nezek Shalom based on the Hezek of Shane. And the Gemara therefore asks, where is it that the Kelev actually ate this cookie? Elam the Achla Begadish Alma. If he went and he ate it in someone else's Gadish and this pile of wheat belonged to someone else, Habino be a Bistay Achavaleka, so then you would not be Chayev for the Hezek of Shane, as we know the Hezek of Shane is only Bishus HaNizik and not in a different Rishus. And therefore, how could it be that the Mishnah would state that he Chayev Nezek Shalom? And the Gemara answers, Leit Tzricha, the Achla Begadish, the Baal Charara. And our Mishnah was talking about a scenario where the Kelev ate the Charara at the pile of wheat that belonged to the owner of the cookie, and therefore the Hezek of Shane occurred in the Rishus of the Nizik, and that's why the Baal Kelev will be Chayev Nezek Shalom to the Nizik. And of course, this is what Taisus meant beforehand, that the Gemara is going to come out that the Gadish as well as the Charara belong to one person, and therefore, L'chair, according to Taisus, he also learned that not only did the Gadish and Charara belong to one person, but the Kol also belonged to the same person, and this would also be the Mashmais of Rashi. However, some explain that even at the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara is L'chayev Nami Baal Gecheles, the Gemara understood the Maskanas HaGemara, and the Gemara understood that ultimately we're going to say that the Baal Charara and the Baal Gadish was the same person, but it is possible that the Gecheles belonged to someone else, as it's possible that the owner of the cookie actually took his cookie to go and bake it by someone else's fire and by someone else's oven, and therefore the Gecheles belonged to one person, and the Charara and the Gadish belonged to a second person, and of course the Baal Kalev was a third and independent person, and it's possible that this is actually what Rashi means in Divrei Masechta V'L'Chayev Nami Baal Gecheles. And the Gemara continues that by the fact that a Mishnah stated that the Baal Kalev will be Chayev for eating the Charara in the Rishus HaNizik, so Tifshay to pi Parah Kechatzah HaNizik Dami, so L'Chayev should be able to be Peshit that the mouth of the Parah is considered like the Chatzah HaNizik, and even though of course the Parah belongs to the Mazik, but the Maisa we still consider that he ate something in Rishus HaNizik, and therefore it's considered to be a B'stei Acher. That's why the Baal Kalev will be Chayev for the Kalev's eating of this cookie, the Ike Chatzah HaMazik Dami, as if we would consider the Pi HaParah like the Chatzah HaMazik. Let the Mazik say to the Nizik, my boy Riftach Bepuma Tekaboy, that what is your bread doing in the mouth of my Kalev? And since we don't let the Mazik say this, so it must be that the mouth of his Kalev is considered like the Rishus of Nizik, and therefore he's going to be Chayev for Shane, the Boilu, because we had a Shailah, Pi Parah Kechatzah Nizik Dami, or Kechatzah HaMazik Dami, that is the mouth of a Parah considered like the Chatzah Nizik, and Yechayev for Shane, or is it like the Chatzah HaMazik, and therefore you'd be Potter for Shane? And the Gemara asked, how could we even have such a Shailah, the Amr Kechatzah HaMazik Dami, Shane the Chayev Rachmana, Hechim Shkachas Law, the Lucheria, if it's considered like the Chatzah HaMazik, so how would he ever have a case where you could be Chayev for Shane at the moment that the item goes into the mouth of the animal, Lucheria, it's the Chatzah HaMazik, and therefore you're not going to be Chayev because it's not considered to be a B'stei Acher. And as Rashi says, Gemara Kamhada, Kleima, Amai Mesafkalon, how could he have a Sophic, Pshita, the Chatzah HaNizik Dami, the Ike Chatzah HaMazik Dami, Im Kain, Shane the Chayev Rachmana, Hechim Shkachas Law? The Gemara answers, that would not be a Kasha because Omra Mori, Breed Rav Kana, Kagun, Shinschach, Bekais Lanosa, the Tinfa Peris Lanosa, as Enechinami, in a normal case where an animal goes and eats something of the Nizik, then Enechinami, the Mazik would not be Chayev because the animal of his animal is considered like the Chatzah HaMazik, and therefore there is no Chayev, it's not considered to be a B'stei Acher. However, the case of Shane would be the case of a Toldo of Shane, which is in the case where there's Yesh HaNol HaZeka, and for example, where an animal has an itch on his back and he goes and rubs his back on a Kaisel and the Kaisel falls down, in that case, you'd be Chayev because it's Yesh HaNol HaZeka, and that would be a Toldo of Shane, and it would only be Chayev in the Chatzah HaNizik based on the Pasuk would be a B'stei Acher. In addition, the Gemara brings another example where an animal rolls around on Paris and he does so in order to have an Anah, and once again, he'd be Chayev for the Toldo of Shane as it's Yesh HaNol HaZeka. The Gemara asks, Maslow Mazutra, that according to this, you're saying that in a standard case of Shane, you would actually not be Chayev, but be in a Kashi of Aragol Atuma Vleka. Lemaisa, the Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis explained that when the Pasuk says, Ubir B'stei Acher, Ubir is a Lashon of Shane, based on the Pasuk in Melachim that says that just like a person will be mevar to Golol and he will destroy something until it's completely and utterly destroyed. And Lechera, this Pasuk makes sense if we're talking about a regular case of Shane where an animal eats something and completely consumes something. As Rashi explained in Daf Gimel Manalf, that when the Pasuk says Kashivar Gol, the Lashon Golol is referring to Shane, Shepam Magulo, Pam Chusa, as at times it's revealed and at times you close your mouth and you can't see the teeth of the animal, Uksibay Yivar, Lishnachrina Gol Zerei Shashem Ve'eris L'Maychol V'Nasis Golol K'may Gol Le'odim V'Gol Le'Bema, and therefore it completely consumes and it completely destroys the item. And certainly the pasuk would make sense. However, according to the way you're explaining, that the only time they chayav v'shein is only in a case, for example, where the animal rubs itself against the wall and the wall falls down. So L'Maysa the avanim are still be'en, and therefore it's not completely destroyed. And L'Chayyur the pasuk doesn't seem to be talking about such a scenario. And the Gemara answers, Ravina Amad, the Shaft Salmei, Ravina says that the pasuk is referring to a case where the animal is rubbing himself against the wall, and on the wall there were beautiful pictures, and he rubbed off all those pictures, and therefore he completely damaged that part of the wall. And when the pasuk says Atumai, that something was completely destroyed, it's referring to that scenario, and not necessarily referring to a standard case of Shein. And of course, Ravina's example of the Shaft Salmei actually explains how is it that in Sracha B'Kais La'Nasa, that there is actually going to be a complete and utter destruction and Satumai. However, he didn't explain how the case of Tinfa Peres La'Nasa will be considered utter destruction. And Rav Ashi therefore says the Pasip Suye, that in that case, we're talking about a scenario where the animal rolled around onto these Peres, and he pushed the Peres into mud, and then the mud hardened. And at this point, the Peres were completely and utterly destroyed, and therefore that would also fit into the Pasik of Atumai. And the Gemara continues that although we already push it that Pi Paris Gechotza Nizik Dami based on our Mishnah, however, the Gemara will now try to bring other Rayas and will ultimately explain why those Rayas are not valid Rayas. And the Gemara begins, Tashma, bring your Raya from Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Vav, Shisa Bayas Hakelev, Shisa Bayas Anachash. If Reuven incites or sicks a dog on someone or he incites a snake to go and hurt someone, so Potter is considered Gram Bin Zakin, and therefore he's Potter. And the Gemara is bothered that since the Mishnah stated Lashon Potter and didn't say Peturin, so it's Mashman and it's only one person that's Potter. And the Gemara asks, Man Potter, who is going to be Potter? And the Gemara responds, Mishasa Potter, that it's only the one that sicked the animal onto someone else that's going to be Potter, because it's Gram Bin Zakin. However, Chayev Baal Kelev, the Baal Kelev will be Chayev because he didn't guard his Kelev in a proper manner. And L'Chayer, the reason why the Baal Kelev will be Chayev is based on it being Shein. And the Gemara asks, V'amr k'chotza mazik dami, if you can say when a Kelev eats something, then his mouth is considered the chotza mazik. So lemalei my bayotcha bepumi de kaboy. So why does the mazik say to the nizik that what was your hand doing in the mouth of my Kelev? And therefore, why would the Baal Kelev be Chayev? And the Gemara answers, although the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin uses Lashon Potter, but Ema Potter ap Mishasa, it means to say that certainly the Baal Kelev will be Potter because it's considered the Rishus HaMazik, but even the Mishasa will be Potter because Gram Bin Zakin is Potter. And the Gemara continues and brings another Teretz for Yibayis Ema, or I could tell you that in Chanami, when the Mishnah over there said Potter, is only referring to the one that incited the animal to go and bite the Nizik. However, the Baal Kelev will actually be Chayev, even if we hold that the Pia Par is Gechotz HaMazik dummy, still the Baal Kelev was Chayev, as in that case, Nizik's hand didn't enter the Kelev's mouth, and the Kelev stuck out its teeth. He scratched and damaged the Nizik on the outside. And L'Chayru, we're talking about a case where it's Yeshan Olazekai, and therefore the Baal Kelev would be Chayev for damages and would be Chayev Nezik Shalem. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your Raya from the safe of the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, as the Mishnah states, Hishich Bayis HaNachash, if instead of Reuven inciting the dog or inciting the snake to go and bite Shimon, Reuven actually took the snake, used the snake in a similar way that a person would use a knife, stabbed the teeth of the Nachash into Shimon because of the snake bite and because of the venom that went into Shimon, Shimon died. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Echamim Paitrim, and the Mishnah tells us that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Echamim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Reuven Mechayev Misa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the moment that Reuven picked up the snake and he got the snake agitated, it right away took its venom and it brought it up to its teeth, and this way when Reuven went and used the snake as his knife and he put it into Shimon, so then he actually killed Shimon B'Yadayim, and it's just like he took a sword and he killed Shimon, and that's why he's B'Chayim Misa. However, the Chum hold that Reuven will be Potter, as L'maisa, the venom of the snake stays in the snake until he actually bites the person, and at that point it brings up the venom, and this way it's not considered that Reuven actually killed Shimon B'Yadayim, and it's considered as if the snake killed Shimon, and that's why Reuven will be Potter for Misa. And the Gemara explains this point for Amr Abba Yaakov, and Rabbi Abba Yaakov taught us that Keshetimsi Leimel L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that if you want to explain the words of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Eris Nachash Ben Shinov Hu Aymed, and immediately upon getting the snake agitated, it brings up its venom into its teeth, and Lefikach Makish Besayef, therefore Reuven that actually stabbed Shimon with the snake is going to be Chayiv Misa, and it'll be Chayiv Sayef, which is Misa B'dei Adam, for killing Shimon, V'Nachash Potah, and the Nachash will not be Chayiv, because the Nachash didn't kill the person, and it was really Reuven that killed Shimon. And L'Divrei Chachamim, however, according to Chachamim, Eris Nachash Me'atma Meki, that the way that the venom of a Nachash works is that once it bites into a person, then it secretes its venom into the person. Therefore, it's not considered as if Reuven killed Shimon B'Yadayim, and it's considered that Reuven killed Shimon through his animal and lefikach, and therefore nachash beskila, the nachash will have a chiyuv of skila, just like a standard case where the animal of a person goes and kills another person. And of course, we know that that's the standard case of a shor niskal, and that's why the nachash will be chayiv skila. However, umakish pata, and Reuven will be pata. And the Gemara now asks its question: v'amr pi par kechatz hamazik dami. And if you say the mouth of the par is considered like the chatz hamazik, l'chayr, how could it be that we would say that the nachash will be chayiv skila? But l'chayr lemalei, let Reuven say regarding Shimon, my bayotcha b'pumah dechavai. Why was your hand in the mouth of my snake? Since this damage happened b'rishus hamazik, therefore the snake should be pata. And the Gemara answered, l'nik tol le'aminon, that even though we said the concept of being b'steacha b'negei hazekin, however b'negei an animal that kills another person, we don't have this klal. And even if it's not b'ya b'steacha, and even if it kills someone b'rishus hamazik, you would still be chayiv and we're not tamer. And how do we know that this is true? The Tanya was learned to the brisa hanichlus chotza balabai shloi b'rishus. If someone goes into the chotza of an owner and he went in without permission, moving trespass into the chotza of Shimon, and then the shor of Shimon went and shtois Reuven, and Reuven dies, hashor b'skilo b'ilim p'turim in akayfa, that the shor would be chayiv skila, because although it was b'shus hamazik, he's still going to be chayiv because he killed a person, and we don't have a p'tur of rabbi b'steacha. However, even if this is the fourth time that this animal went and shtois the person and killed the person, the owner would still be p'turim in akayfa, and as the Gemara says, b'ilim p'turim in akayfa, as b'negiya any chiyuv of hezek, owner would be p'turim, and as the Gemara explains, b'ilim p'turim in akayfa, my timer the amalei b'shusi my bias, as he says to Nizik, why did you enter my rishus? So shari nami le malei my bias b'shusi. So l'chayr, why is the shor going to be chayiv skila? If l'chayr the mazik should say that why were you my rishus, and therefore my shor should not be chayiv skila. And the Gemara answers, el l'niktal le'aminan, and therefore we see clearly from this brisa that although b'negei kaifa and b'negei hezik we say the svara of b'shusi my bias, however b'negei when someone kills a person, then we don't have such a svara, and you would still be chayiv even b'shus hamazik. And I intend to divam askel the afkil nive v'satya having matzal shnuye l'alchir. In all of these Gemaras, the Gemara could have responded that the case was not where the nizik went and placed his hand in the kelo's mouth, and really that nizik was not b'she at all. Kelov atzmai locha k'shiso, and l'maisa the kelov took the hand of the nizik in his mouth when he was incited. El demishanin l'fim ashesava the mayor k'shay shloyodai. As l'maisa the Gemara is just answering that even if we say that the nizik placed his hand into the mouth of the kelov, we would still be able to explain the chiyav, even if we hold that pipar is kechotza mazik dami. And the Gemara continues, hanu easy to be tavu to have a mafslele Rabbi Yosef. There were the goats that belonged to a family named Tavu, and they were causing damage to Rabbi Yosef's field. Amalei Labayis, Rabbi Yosef, who was the Rebbe of Labayis, said to him, zil emelu lemarayu l'stau, go and tell the owners and go to tell the family of Beit Tavu that they should guard their goats better, and this way they won't damage me. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to himself, amai izel, why would I go? Dia zilna amrli, that if I would go, then they would tell me, lig demag deir ba'ari, let Rabbi Yosef make a gedder for his land, and this way he'll be protected. And why is there a chiyah for us to watch our animals? There really should be a chiyah for Rabbi Yosef to make a wall around his sada. The Pashas, this was something that Abaye said to himself and didn't say to Rabbi Yosef, but Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel that he learned when the Gemara said Amalei, that Abaye actually said this to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef now responds, v'igada, if you're correct that I have responsibility to make a gate around my field, sheshen dechai rachmana hechem mishkachesla, since the Torah states b'negei yashen, they only chayiv and b'yu b'steacha, and l'chayra, since there's a chiyah for the owner of the chatzah to make a gate and to properly guard his own field, l'chir, how could it be that a person will be chayiv for Shane when he goes into the rishus of the nizik? As l'chir, if the animal gets into the rishus of the nizik, l'chir, it's the pshia of the nizik, and therefore the mazik should not be chayiv. L'fi Rabbeinu Chananel, Abai responded either one of two terutzim, either kishachatra, the case where the Torah says that the mazik would be chayiv for Shane is in a case where the mazik's animal actually dug under the gate and got into the sada, and as we stated before, that stam d'losses chaturis hein itzel kalev, and therefore it's still considered a shein and it's not considered mishuna, and therefore you can be chayiv in the rishus nizik nezik shalim nami, or we could say the nafal guda belele in a case where the nizik's gate falls down in the middle of the night. Meanwhile, the mazik knew that his neighbor's field was not protected and he should have guarded his animal up until the point that the nizik had the ability to rebuild his wall, and since he didn't do so, so therefore if the animal gets into the rishus of the nizik, then the mazik would be chayiv for a shein. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, he says that we actually will pass it like Abaya, as we don't have a pircha on Abaya's terutzim. However, I intend to do a mask of Yachlul Meimah lig demag gedeir ba'arei hayinishbet Abaya shloheh chofetz leilach l'sham. The reason why Abaya said this svara is because he didn't want to have to go and tell the people to guard their animals. However, Taisus holds that in Chinami Abaya's svara is not a real svara. Certainly, the responsibility of shmirah belongs to the mazik and not to the nizik. And as Taisus brings multiple raya's based on the gemaras that we had previously, Ayin and Taisus, and he brings down Rav Alphas Pasuk, Rav Yosef, Vilisl Rabbaya, the Dechuya Ba'alma, who as it was only a Dicha Ba'alma, and it was not a real Svara, Ayin Shem, and of course, there's machlekes between Rabbein Chananel and Taisus. And the gemara continues, Machlekes Rav Yosef, Yitim Rabbah, Rav Yosef announced, and some say it was Rabbah, the Sokol Lilah, the Nachtan Latata, that anyone that's going from Bavel to Herzl, or coming from Herzl to Bavel, they should know the following halacha, Hani Izu the Shuka the Mafsidi, that if there are goats that are in the marketplace, the butcher is holding on to these animals in order to wait until there's a need for this animal, and then will shecht it, as in those days there was no refrigeration. In the meantime, this animal goes and is mazik through Shane, and Lomaisa he will be potter as he's doing Shane Birshus Rabim, the Masrinim Bermarayo, trade plus is imminent. We will warn the owner, we will warn the Sheikhet 2 or 3 times to guard his animal properly, Itzayit, and if he listens, that's fine, be loy, but if he doesn't listen and he doesn't protect the animal, he doesn't guard the animal properly, Armalay, Tiva Maskata, the Kabbal Zuzech, then we will tell him and we will force him to go and shech the animal at this point, even though at this point he will not be able to get a great price for his meat as he's not waiting for the proper market day to go and shech the animal in order to get the best price for his animal. And as Rashi says, Tiva Maskasa, Mokim Mai Merakatsavim, this is the place where the Sheikhtim go and they shech animals at a specific time, and the Kabbal Zuzech, Afil Biyamid, Lav the Shuka, Shachlhu, Hail Vilashita Kaiman, and since the reason why this person owned these animals is in order to eventually shech them, therefore we will force him to shech at this point, even though he will not get such a great price. And this is actually the mashmais of Rashi as well, that dafka behind the kaibel shchita, that the only time we said this halacha is only on those animals where someone owns them in order to shech them, in order to sell them. And Taisus points out that even if this owner of the shor will say that I don't mind if it goes in damages, I'll just pay whatever damages, and lemaisa I will still make more money by waiting and not shechting the animal at this point. Zok Taisus v'afgav shishal mashezikai loy boy lemekim badayu ledina, that a person doesn't want to get damaged and then have to go to the interior, vizim namid like a sadi, and sometimes it won't be edim. However, this goat that someone's raising for its milk, or he's raising a sheep for its shearings, as we see over there, that we don't force a person to shecht an animal, since lemaisa, that's not the reason why he had this animal. In that case, even if he doesn't guard it well, he'll only have to go and pay the nizik, and he won't be forced to go and shecht the animal, or to get rid of the animal in any other way, and we will stop over here.